We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stone While Getting Sports, episode 193. I fucked up the title. It is now Talking Stone While Getting Stuff, but that doesn't really matter. My name is Morgan. The guy on the other line is Austin. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Oh boy, that was rough. That was, we're getting through it, I guess, today.
This is what happens when you sprung the fact that I have to record a podcast in a few minutes here.
Well, happy Easter.
Yeah, I was actually on my, when I was doing that, I was bouncing around like a hip hopper or a bunny rabbit.
Wow. Okay. This is,
I'm on a whole different planet right now, my guy.
Sounds like it. I'm doing well. Ooh. If I sound a little different, I'm recording in a different place. I am out with my fam for Easter. I'm gonna eat some tasty food. What's up?
But you're taking time to record this podcast with your best pal Morgan.
I am. And is it an excuse to get away from the little kids for a little bit? Maybe. But I like to think of it as dedication to the podcast. And, yeah, how are you doing, my bud? My guy?
Well, recently got back from... Well, actually, I figured out it's established as a small city called Melfort, Saskatchewan.
That's, to call Melfort as a city is,
it's apparently classified as a city.
Well, technically right isn't always right.
I know. So I recently got back from that city town, and visiting with my girlfriend. That was good and all.
That's good.
And we're back. Didn't really do much this past week, just work. Oh, I guess speaking of work, for people that care, which is probably no one, my work schedule is changing to night shift, so that's fun to look forward to. I mean, night shift for us is 1 to 9 p.m., so it's, yeah, night shift is, you know, it's more of an evening shift, if you will. Played some board games. One that my uncle way back when he didn't create the game. He just tweaked it and made his own board for it. It's called Sequence. It's a lot of fun. It's a card game. My family was cleaning out my great grandma's place. And it turns out she has a lot of cards. And guess who now has all those cards?
Your sister?
Nope, she hates card games. What? I may or may not have a cabinet full of board games and cards. So they're like, let's give 11 more decks of cards, because one person needs at least 11 decks of cards.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it turns out I have over 20 now.
Jesus.
So, if anyone wants some cards, come see me. The address is Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Yeah. Start searching. If you find me, you win a box of cards.
That's hilarious. That's where we're gonna get listeners.
Hey, I have to try something, right?
That's true.
Speaking of trying to get listeners, I'm gonna shut up and Austin can plug the few listeners some details. Is that the right thing to say?
No, it's not, but we're moving on. You should download the show, rate, review, follow, tell everyone in your life about this incredible show.
When Austin says follow, he means follow the podcast, not just some random person on the street.
No, follow.
Just follow? Okay.
I say what I said.
All right.
We'll go with it. But yeah, check us out on TikTok. We want to start posting clips there as soon as we do video. Keep saying it. That's kind of the bit of this podcast, I think, is the fact that we keep talking about video.
Yeah, will it happen?
Will it happen? Won't it happen? I mean, it hasn't yet, but
we have been experimenting. This is a little bit behind the scenes. Well, not experimenting. Shop talk. We've been looking at a different podcast app, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, I think I found one.
We're not going to get too much details on that. So if you're sticking around, there could be more exciting things around the corner. Who knows? But probably not. But time will tell. That's what we say, right?
Time will tell.
Captain Morgan 2.
There we go. Figure it out from there.
So, no one else knows this but Austin. So, this doesn't mean anything to anyone other than Austin. But we're doing a little switch around. And the thing that I said we're going to do at the beginning, we are not. We're going to do that at end. It's called a segment and a teaser at this point. What we are going to start off with, though, Austin, is some NFL football.
Okay.
Because they've made some pretty significant, I've said that word. I usually stutter my S's. Raise the roof for Morgan. They made some pretty big rule changes.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to go through all of them, but the article that I'm looking at has 12, and 5 and 6 are the two big ones. Number five is, well, it doesn't really have much going on in here. Good thing I did my research and I know what they're talking about, but they're, well, I'll read what it says here, and Austin can tell me if he has any clue what the fuck they're talking about.
Okay, I'm listening.
By competition committee, amends Rule 12, Section 2, to eliminate a potential dangerous tackling technique. If I could speak, that probably would help you understand things.
It would.
But that's all they give us. Now, what that means is, actually, I'm going to let Austin explain it.
What?
Exactly. what it means is they're trying to eliminate the side hip tackles. So no longer you're not allowed to tackle someone basically on their hip, on their side, and while you're, you know, running side by side because you're running against some guy that can run 4 point something in his 40-yard dash, and he's a speed demon, and you're trying your best as a defender to keep up, and the only part of the body you can get because you can't tackle high and you can't tackle low, and now they're trying to take away the middle, so I don't know what the hell you can tackle. But now
I was gonna say, where are you supposed to hit the guy?
The stomach.
That's it.
Yeah, that's basically it.
So you can't hit a guy from behind?
No, that's, well, in the, no, not really. Well, definitely not in the NFL.
No.
But now they're taking away what they call the hip tackle, where you wrap up around the hip, you know, that big, girthy bone that people have. And they're trying to take away landing on legs, which that part I understand, but you're playing a contact sport. At like what point is it just going to become flag football? Which there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not what these people signed up for. They know what they signed up for.
Right.
I get it, trying to take away concussions and the really low tackles and that type of stuff. That's not tackling, but this, I don't know, in my mind, in the little bit of football experience that I have, which is very little, I did learn how to tackle, and it's no different. A hip tackle, wrapping your arms around someone's hip and dragging them down is more or less a textbook tackle in that situation. So,
well, about 20 years from now, the NFL is going to be flag football.
I don't even think it'll be 20.
15, maybe? 10?
5 if we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Well, at this rate.
I mean.
Well, it's like that. I don't know if you ever watched Blue Mountain State.
Yes.
Remember that scene when Thad was all in his homestay state? And he goes for a tackle and he basically picks up the offensive guy and he gently lays him down on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
And he takes a bow. It's like, that's what it's going to end up being. That show's great, by the way. If anyone out there has not seen it, I strongly suggest watching it. It's fantastic. But I did hint at that there is two rules, and I wasn't lying. The second rule, this is for now only for a year only. It's basically a test to see how it turns out. And it's on the kickoffs. So what the NFL is doing is revamping their kickoff rule and making it basically exactly like how the XFL is.
Yeah.
So, with how you said, with your Thorte. Sorry, I've been playing South Park. I've been playing the new South Park game, so I had to say it like that.
I've heard the newest one isn't good.
It sucks, my guy.
Oh, okay. I've been playing the Stick of Truth lately, and it's great. It's still
but great. Yeah, stick with it. The first two, great.
Yeah.
The second one, or third one, I mean. It's first a video two, game. Great.
The second one, terrible.
I mean, hey, this we're getting a little sidetracked, but I'm going to say this anyways. If you ever get the third one, we can squad up. I will say that.
I don't want to squad anything.
Lame. Well, speaking of lame, I'm on the fence about this new
kickoff
rule.
Okay.
Mostly because, I know the CFL has been looking at doing this similar thing as well. So, how it's going to work? They're going to continue kick from the 35. Well, excuse me, from the 35-yard line, and the receiving team will line up at the 40-yard line. Obviously, not just like 5 yards down from the kicking team, like the opposite 40-yard line.
Yeah.
They're calling it a setup zone. They're getting fancy, Austin. And then between the 35 and the 30-yard lines is where the rest of the players set up. They can have the returner or the returning team. Wow, I can't speak this afternoon. Can have two returners.
Sorry, funny, it cut out. there, so whatever you were saying, nothing came through.
Oh, perfect. Well, I jumbled everything.
Awesome.
But yeah, the returning team, you just wanted me to say that again. That's what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Can have up to two returners and line up in the landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. So that kind of hopefully paints some type of picture. And then the receiving team and the kickoff team, the people in the setup zone can't move till either the ball hits the ground or player. There's no fair catches in the kickoffs now. Like there was last season they brought in fair catches and that was a mess because it didn't matter because people were just touchback all season long anyways. But so they're trying to bring down injuries in the kickoff, but still have some type of exciting return. Like I said, as a CFL fan, the CFL is thinking of doing it. People were thinking it was possibly going to be this year as well. It doesn't look like it's going to be this way on the CFL side of things this year. We'll see. Time will tell. Fuck, I hate saying that now. on what goes on with that, but I don't know. Have you witnessed any of this in action as far as like, because the UFL, which has just started up, by the way, does a similar thing as well. So it seems to be the new kickoff format, and I don't know what to think.
I think I honestly, for me, I need to see it more. I just need to see it and see how it plays, because I hate a fair catch. I hate it.
Yes.
And I also hate to see terrible injuries on kickoffs.
You're not wrong.
But that being said, if this gives us some exciting plays with maybe less injuries, I'm all down for it. I just need to see it.
Already, like on the CFL side of things, that's what makes the CFL stand out in my mind is the fact of how much special teams can affect the game, even on a kickoff, not just punts. And I'm just worried that this new rule, if it comes over to the CFL, could take that away. But if you're comparing it to the NFL kickoffs, it's an improvement. So
yeah,
it really, it's all based on your perspective, I guess.
True.
But there's other rules. But I really don't care about diving too much into them. The first few is basically just a bunch of different things that you can challenge now, which will definitely not slow down the game whatsoever when you're taking pauses all the time. See how that works?
You good over there?
Well, I was just showing the NFL of what it's like to allow, you know, a bunch of pauses all the time, and then your game just drags on for 3 years. So
I feel like they already know about that.
Yeah, well, I don't care. That's my response to you, Austin. I don't care. You know what I do care about, though?
What's that?
What happened on the weekend with a little hockey player?
Well,
that plays for Toronto.
He's bigger than both of us.
That's true.
Both in stature and skill and net worth and
awesomeness.
Basically. So, Austin Matthews decided to, keep showing the world why he's the best goal scorer in the league right now. And he did that by getting his 60th goal of the season. So now he has two seasons where he has scored at least 60 goals. The thing that really impresses me about that is there are 9 people now, including Matthews, who have had at least 60-goal seasons.
Oh, excuse me.
And he is within the category. Other guys who had 2 in their entire career, Steve Yzerman.
Shocking.
Yari Curry. Pavel Bure. And those guys, that's their whole career. Austin Matthews is 26 years old.
Yeah. And I'm guessing Toronto probably has, 10 games left?
I think they have,
give or take. Yeah. So
theoretically, he could hit 70.
I think he'll do it.
If he hits 65, that's freaking impressive.
We've seen him get multiple hat tricks this season already.
Oh yeah.
So I say he can do it.
Now, here's an interesting stat. So with the all-time 60-goal seasons, Wayne Gretzky does not hold the record by himself.
Ooh.
He is tied with somebody. Do you want to guess who?
Nope.
Well, that's no fun.
I always suck at those guessing games.
Well, I mean, it's not, I don't know, it's best.
Okay, I'll take a guess. Give me a hint. Tell me what the number Gretzky hit.
So Gretzky had 5 seasons when he had at least 60 goals. Give you a hint. This player played it around the same time.
That doesn't help me. I was not even. Never mind.
I'll give you 2 more hints if you can.
No, it's probably not going to help me. It'll just make me sound more dumb. I'm going to just Mario Lemieux. No.
Is that your answer?
Sure. Why not?
You weren't far off.
Ooh.
Mario Lemieux scored 60 goals at least in a season 4 times.
Oh, shit.
But
Timo Salami, however you say his last name,
is not on that list.
Oh, really?
He only had 1 season over 60 goals, his rookie year.
Oh, shit. Wasn't that wasn't that in the 70s? No.
Timo Salami?
Yeah, in his rookie year, because he got the record or something, doesn't he?
Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the amount of goals.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the year.
No, not the year.
I thought you were saying in the 70s, and I'm like, dude, he won the cup in 07. yeah, I think he scored 72 or 73.
Something like that.
As a rookie.
Which is bonkers.
That was the only time he scored over 60. No, so Gretzky's tied with Mike Bossy.
I never would have gotten that in a million years.
Well, and so here's the thing. Mike Bossy does not get the credit he deserves. Because he had a very shortened career due to injury. But when he was playing, he was incredible. I'm just going off on a bit of a tangent here. And
go off, my guy.
You're just going to have to deal with that. So Mike Bossy played for the Islanders. And he played for the Islanders when they were the dynasty. He was a big part of their dynasty in the early 80s.
Yeah. Basically, the 80s was either You're either Islanders or Oilers fan.
Well, those were guys that were winning. So this stat line is insane for Mike Bossy. So he played 752 games in the regular season. He scored 573 goals in 752 games.
That's insane.
Also added another 553 assists. So in 752 games, he had 1,126 points.
That's pretty solid.
Plus 380 for his career. He was also over a point per game in the playoffs. He had 75 points in 63 games in the playoffs. Dude was incredible.
Yeah.
But he had a very short career. And he does. If he would have kept playing, man, oh, who knows? But speaking of impressive players, Austin Matthews, he does it again, 60 goals, and he's not done. Like we talked about, there's more season to go. And at this point, it's pretty much a lock that he's got the Rocket Richard. I mean, it's looked like that for a while.
As a friendly bet, would you take the over-under of 65 for Austin Matthews?
Well, so usually with the over-under, it's like a 0.5, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Would I take over 64.5 goals for Austin Matthews? Probably not. And this isn't anything against Matthews. I think, honestly, like, they're pretty close to basically having a clinch playoff spot. You want to try to not play your guys as much, I think. A little bit of rest before playoffs is not a bad thing, especially because they've been dealing with, like, flu and some injuries. And
Do you know what he got last time he got 60?
I think he scored 60 on the dot.
Well, he's definitely not sitting until he beats that. That's guaranteed.
What? No. He. Let's see here. Yeah, 60. So
I have to stick with my word that I said before. I think he still reaches the big 7-0.
Well, so when's the last time somebody scored 70 goals in the NHL?
I don't know, but it's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
Ovechkin has never scored 70.
Good for him. If you put prime Ovechkin in today's NHL, I bet he scores 70.
That's actually maybe an interesting point.
I bet he does, because look at how the scoring has gone up within the last 5 years. Especially the last 2 to 3. It's been insane.
No, that's fair.
Because he definitely can't say Ovechkin's in his prime today, that's for sure.
No. I'm hoping he hits 30 this year. But, okay, so I've looked back, and for whatever reason, the site is only showing me back to 1998-99. Mm-hmm. But nobody in that time frame has scored 70 goals in a season. So it's been at least like 23, 24 years, if not longer. I forgot McDavid had 64 goals. He had 153 points. He's good.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's not going to beat it, but he's going to get close to that points and mostly assists this year.
Well, and so McDavid is, he's almost at 100 assists. He is not far away from 1,000 points. I think he needs like 24 or 25 points in like 10 games, and he's done that in a stretch this season. So, like, it's not impossible that he hits 1,000 points by the end of this year.
I think at this point we kind of already shifted over to the next topic we were
going to talk about. I wasn't looking there, but is the next article about McDavid?
Not about McDavid, but it's about Nathan McKinnon and the Art Ross.
Yes. That's actually, that's pretty funny. Yeah, he's got, oh my God, I think they got, yeah, like 12 games left. And he needs 25 points. And that would put him at, oh my God, just over, so, oh my God, Connor McDavid. So, well, okay, I'm going to look at his career stats quick, and then I'm going to look at the other guys in this Art Ross race, because this is very exciting, and I'm loving it this year.
I have a half chub for the stats right now. I'm not going
to lie. Absolutely. But Connor McDavid, 639 games played in his career, 643 goals. Nope, assists. He is over an assist per game career.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he also has 332 goals. So the dude is going to hit 1,000 points before he hits 660 games played, probably.
And he's had a couple injuries, and like this year he basically took a month off.
Well, he was injured in his friggin' rookie season, and he still was over a point per game.
Yeah. And then, like, and then how the Oilers started this season, people are all like, is he washed up? Is he done?
Well, and that's what makes the Art Ross race so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was nowhere near the top. But I think this is, when is this article from? Okay, so this is from this morning.
Yeah.
We got
currently Nathan is on top.
Is on top with 127 points. And first of all, can I just, oh, sorry.
No, go on. Finish your thought.
I was gonna say, I am loving that Nathan McKinnon has arrived. He, I know he's been good for a couple of years. I get that. But he, for a while, was almost looked at as like a lots of potential. I don't know.
Yeah. But even this really year, it's been kind of like, I don't want to say quiet, but compared to the type of attention that like Matthews has been getting, McDavid has been getting, even Kucherov.
I don't know. I would disagree because I hear a lot about Nathan McKinnon's like crazy point streaks. He had the 35 game home point streak. He had multiple 19 game point streaks this season.
I mean, it probably comes with the territory of the team that he plays on as far as like the media attention that
but
he would get, but
so he is leading right now, but he doesn't have much of a lead. He's got 127 points, but Nikita Kucherov, actually, sorry, just so McKinnon, 47 goals, 80 assists.
Solid.
Not bad. Nikita Kucherov, 126 points, 42 goals and 84 assists. And Kucherov is probably going to win the Hart Trophy this year, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Because, well, hear me out. He is, I think, at least 40 points ahead of his next closest teammate.
True.
So in terms of value and importance to their team, that's pretty bad. Now, on the flip side of that, you can make the same argument almost for a guy like McDavid. But at least he has Draisaitl. But McDavid's got 125 points. He's got 29 goals, and like we said, almost 100. He has 96 assists.
Do you think if McDavid reaches the 30 and 100 mark, do you think, does that change anything?
For what?
For him getting the Art Ross.
I mean, it could, but everyone else is going to score points too. Like, I don't.
True. I was just saying, like, for the more valuable to the, for the team type deal, but.
Oh, so that's, you're saying Hart, not the Art Ross.
Oh, did I say it wrong? Oh, my bad.
Okay. You said Art Ross, and I was like, well, the other guys are probably going to get points too. I still, for the Hart, I still think it's Kucherov. Just that gap between him and, I think it's Braden Point. I think it's like 40 points. 45 more points than Braden Point. who his name is Point.
Well, he's not getting many of them then.
But Kucherov is. So that'll be interesting to watch, both for the Hart Trophy and the Art Ross. But yeah.
Kucherov has potential to get both, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I wouldn't put that past him. And I guess I mentioned that Nathan MacKinnon's kind of been quiet. Well, we've been hearing about Kucherov, but Tampa Bay as a team, they've definitely not been, well, they've been good, but not compared to what they have been in the past. So, yeah, it's going to be, it's an interesting race, and it's going to be fun.
You're darn tootin'.
So, I will say the next thing I put in our agenda, if you don't want to talk about, we can skip it.
Okay, I was going to say, I was looking at it, and I feel like that might be kind of boring.
Yeah, it might be. There might be the odd one, but...
Not trying to be, you know...
No, I was just trying to fill up some crap. So.
All good, my dude. Well, it might be a short day today because it's a holiday, but...
That's fine. We got some more stuff to talk about, yep.
Something that's blown my mind a little bit with this. Jeff Skinner is going to be playing his 1,000th game. And to me, I feel like he's still like 23 years old.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
But he's not. He's a full-ass adult. Like he.
What is his age? I didn't even look at that, to be honest.
I think he's 43. No, I'm just...
I think he's 60.
He might be 85 years old.
Might as well be.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't make fun of that. Ed, did you keep reading the article that you sent me?
Probably not, nope.
You should probably open it up so we can look at this together.
Well, it's open, but...
Because if you keep scrolling down, there's a certain celebration that they're talking about, and the Sabres will be hosting.
No? Okay, I think I see what you're saying.
The Dingus Day?
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess it's maybe a Polish thing based on what it's saying, and I'm sorry for all our Polish listeners, but Dingus Day is hilarious. And I hope that's not going to get me canceled before we even make it on the podcast.
Before we even get to the... We're coming up on the 4-year mark. Holy shit.
We are. I was just remarking on that. We were, it's pretty crazy.
Wild. But anyways, back to Jeff Skinner and 1,000 games.
Yeah, no, it's anytime you can hit 1,000 games played, I feel like we've been seeing a bunch of these lately.
Well, yeah, it's, that makes me feel a little older, but as you know, when you start to get to like the 10 to 12 year career, which at this point, lots of the players that we grew up, you know, witnessing their first games in the NHL, are starting to unfortunately get to that point.
Well, and I think, too, it's just it's gotten so much better with, like, nutrition and training and all these things where it's, like, guys can play longer. Like, it's – I don't know. I think that's
– Yeah, the medical science behind everything has definitely improved.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So – but it is – it's – I mean, props. That's – it's impressive to play 1,000 games. And is he necessarily the guy he was touted to be? No, but –
I would agree with that statement.
He still had a solid career, although he has yet to play a playoff game.
Yeah, unfortunately. You hated on the Polish. I'm going to hate on the Buffalo Sabres.
Okay.
Generally, they've not been very good.
No.
Although, correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, if I'm wrong, don't correct me and just say I'm right. They could make the playoffs this year, couldn't they? Or they?
I think technically, but.
Okay, I thought.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I thought maybe at one point they were maybe nipping at the heels or something. Maybe that's what I saw. I don't know.
They haven't been playing well, so I don't think so.
Okay, well, what do I know?
Not much.
All right. Well, are you all hockeyed out?
I think so.
Well, you know what I'm not out of yet?
What's that?
One more thing to talk about.
Yes.
And since it's April Fool's Day.
Oh, right.
Which I guess with your response already, I'm assuming no pranks have been called or been pulled on, or you haven't tried to, no, nothing like that. Well, I decided to do some deep diving and find 9, maybe they're good, April Fool's pranks. Maybe they're bad. Maybe they're mediocre. And you know what I decided to call this little segment, Austin? Do you know? Do you want to know if you don't know?
Not really.
Okay. Well, it's called... Oh, shit. What did I call it? Lame, tame, or game. That's what I called it. Isn't that original?
No.
Okay. So, basically, I just thought it could be kind of fun to go through these 9 April Fool's pranks, if you will, and just basically say if we think it's lame, tame, or game. This could be very boring. It could be entertaining. Time will tell, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? All right. Well, first off the list, we got which, by the way, I have yet to look at this list myself, so I'm also in the dark. I did do a quick scroll just to make sure there's actually 9 and no hiccups in the list, but I don't know what the list is. Head full of dandruff. So, it says here, just put salt all over your hair and pretend you have dandruff. Well, I'll go first off this one. I'm going with lame. This is like, I don't know. Why would you? Well, I guess if you put salt all over your head, you're going to find out real quick if you have any cuts on your head.
Yeah.
If I was going to do this, I would probably pick a different substance other than salt.
I don't know. I'm calling it lame.
All right. Well, 1 down, 8 more to go. Oh, well, this one's change clock time. So, well, nowadays, that's really hard to do.
That is aggressively hard to do.
How many people, Austin, do you know that has a wall clock in there?
And they use it to actually tell the time?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if it's lame, but it's tame as hell.
Yeah, even if you could pull it off, it's definitely tame. The stuck coin.
I like this. Gluing a coin to the ground and then watching people try to pick it up.
Okay, yeah, I'm all for this one too.
No, that's game for sure.
Straight up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're pricks, but I love it. Oh, toothpaste to face. You could do the same thing with shaving cream. I'm all for this one too. The whole you put something in their hand and you tickle them with a feather or something and then they'll slap themselves in the face.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. tying a door to something so it doesn't open. I don't know, man. I'm going to call that lame.
Oh, shit. We used to do this one. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Whereas you, me, and the other person that shall not be named. I mean, it doesn't matter. His name's Marshall. I guess it doesn't matter.
He who shall not be named.
But yeah, we used to tie our doors to other doors when people went into the room with fucking shoelaces. So I guess we gotta say his, I'm gonna say his game, because mostly me and Marshall did it to you. So.
Well, that is true. Yeah, no, I'll call that game, but
A classic.
Oh,
replace
shit.
Salt with sugar. Straight up classic.
That is a classic. I'll call that game.
Have you ever done that one before?
Salty coffee. No, I have not done that. Although I actually, it has nothing to do with April Fool's, but I was, when I was working at Bliss Fine Dining Restaurant.
I remember those days.
Yeah, I was making, well, I was trying to make crepes. And I was putting what I thought was flour in, but it turned out to be powdered sugar. Ooh. And I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't thicken up.
Oh, I wonder why.
Like, oh, because I put a pound of sugar into this thing. Oh, I felt dumb. But anyway, that has nothing to do with that.
Well, it's kind of like the... Well, now that reminds me of... This is story time now. Of when I was in camp and... People kept, I think people were giving me what I thought was apple juice, and I was drinking. I drank cups after cups. I was like, this apple juice is very sweet. And it turned out after the fourth cup, while I was, you know, it was coming back up, it was not apple juice, it was maple syrup.
Oh my God.
I drank like four cups worth of maple syrup before I realized. Or another time when I ate a chocolate muffin with blue icing on it. It wasn't blue, or the icing wasn't supposed to be blue.
No. Oh, that's so bad.
I ate the entire thing.
So this next one, I don't know if I follow along. Apparently you're supposed to make it, you can make it look like with white chalk and a bar of soap.
So you have to be very artsy. Well, this is lame because only like few people can do this.
That's true. Was this article written in 2010?
Probably.
Number 8, we have Rick Rolling. I don't know about you, but I haven't been Rickrolled in years.
I don't even really know if I know what that is.
So, what?
Yeah, that's how dumb I am.
So, okay, well, we're going to go have a little internet lesson here. So,
ooh, let's do this.
Rickrolling was basically the act of tricking somebody into clicking the link that would take you to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up music video on YouTube. And
oh boy.
Basically, yeah, you trick people into watching Rick Astley. So, funny story about that. I tried to Rickroll my mom. Turns out, she just likes Rick Astley. So I just sent her a video of music that she likes.
She's like, thank you.
Yeah, she's like, that was great. I haven't listened to that song in a while. And I was like, son of a... Keep in mind, this was years ago, but yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And that's when I found out I didn't know I could not trust my mom.
Well, you learned me something today, Austin.
Yeah.
Number the 9. Blue screen, the last one.
Basically making it look like somebody's computer has crashed or failed.
Again, this in today's day and age, it's
kind of outdated.
It kind of is, but it still is easier to pull off for sure than the whole changing the clocks.
True, that's true.
But I don't know. I don't think you're going to slip this one past many of the younger generation.
No.
Maybe someone they're like they're 40, like your parents. You know, your dumb little parents, you might be able to slip it past them. Any parents out there, we're really pissing off the Polish, the Sabres, parents.
Hey.
Talk about Rick rolling. We're on a roll of fucking up. What?
I think that's the episode of this the title of this episode is Lame Game or Tame, or Lame Tame or Game.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
You should text it to me so I forget, or don't forget.
I'll definitely remind you so you forget. That was actually not too bad of a little segment. I'm going to pat myself in the back.
No, that was solid. Usually you're terrible with that, but this one was good.
Yeah, that's why I don't do them very often. Thanks for the encouragement there, Austin. Everyone out there, stay stoned and stay safe. Uh-huh.